Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 1st, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Google is adding a commute tab to Google Maps that highlights congestion and disruption on your route. In 80 regions, it will show your bus or train in real time on the map as well. In Sydney, Australia, it will even show passenger capacity that hopefully will be added to other markets in the future. Maps is also adding playback controls for Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Play Music right within Maps. The updates are rolling out worldwide to Android and iOS this week. August 10th, the FBI executed a search warrant on the home of Grant Michalski looking for evidence of sending or receiving child pornography. The agents found an iPhone 10 and asked Michalski to look at the phone to allow them to unlock it using Face ID, which he did. It is thought to be the first case of law enforcement using Face ID to unlock a phone as part of an investigation. Since Michalski cooperated willingly, this case does not test whether suspects can be compelled to use their face to unlock a phone. Sunday, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a net neutrality bill into law in his state, forbidding ISPs from speeding up or slowing down certain kinds of content or charging companies to deliver their sites or apps faster. Within hours, the U.S. Department of Justice filed for an injunction against the law on the grounds that the internet operates across state lines, and in the United States, states cannot regulate interstate commerce. The California law would not go into effect until January 1st. Saturday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk changed his mind and settled with the U.S. SEC over tweets about taking the company private. The SEC had filed a lawsuit claiming the tweets were fraud. Musk and Tesla will pay $20 million each in fines. An independent chairman will replace Musk on Tesla's board of directors, and two independent directors will be added to the board. Musk will remain CEO of the company, as well as a separate investigation by the Department of Justice continuing. Fast Company reports Tim Berners-Lee will launch his company Inrupt this week to offer user control over personal data using the decentralized platform Solid, also developed by Berners-Lee at MIT. Inrupt stores data in a Solid pod, which lets users own their data and control which services and applications can access personal data rather than storing it separately with every service. Developers can build decentralized apps through the Inrupt site. HP announced the 13.3-inch Spectre Folio 2-in-1 laptop with a leather cover over a magnesium frame. The cover has a spine and stitching to make it look like a book when it's closed. The idea is not just to make it look appealing, but it also should work better than metal bodies when switching between modes. And it's designed for disassembly, so the leather could be replaced if needed. An Intel Core i5 model is $1,299, Core i7, $1,399. An LTE version with Core i7 is $1,499, all available for pre-order shipping at the end of October. A 4K display option and burgundy color will be available in December. Verizon has turned on 5G service in parts of Houston, Texas, Indianapolis, Indiana, Los Angeles, and Sacramento, California. The expected average speed is 300 megabits per second. The service is temporarily built on Verizon's 5G TF standard. That will be updated to the 5G NR standard once it's finalized by the 3GPP. Customers get free access for the first 3 months, after which it will be $70 a month. A Best Buy mistakenly sold a customer a third-generation Chromecast that has not been announced and is likely part of Google's upcoming October 9th announcement of expected to be about the Pixel 3 phone as well. The buyer said it wouldn't scan at the Best Buy checkout because it wasn't supposed to be sold until October 9th, but since the price was listed the same as the old Chromecast, they let him buy it anyway. The buyer could not set it up when he got it home since it requires a new version of the Home app that has not yet been released. Finally, Bloomberg sources say an upcoming episode of Black Mirror will let Netflix users choose what happens at certain points in the storyline. It's the first interactive story meant for adults and the first of several experiments. The sources say Netflix has a deal for one more live-action interactive story and is negotiating rights for two others, some of them based on video games. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.